5 minutes in the closet with you. A Celangelo one-shot. Written and read by me, Erastatholida, on Archive of Our Own. A word, a kiss, a touch, a grasp, a burst. Will and Nico are put in the closet for 5 minutes. Will they play along with the game? Warning, this fic contains explicit sexual content between two minors of the age of 16. Five. The closet door shuts with a click, and the only illumination in the small room is the slits of yellow light shining through the slats. They look like stripes of gold on Will's face. Standing across from him, Nico's familiarity with the boy's features fills in what the light cannot. The curve of his lips, the line of his nose, the way freckles dot his tan cheeks like stars in the night. His hair curls around his ears and face. Adam's apple leads down to collarbone, teasing Nico as it goes under Will's shirt, making him want to trace it with his fingers. Through the short distance, he can smell the cedar wood of Will's cologne as it flows through his nostrils and settles itself in his lungs, then leaks its warmth into every extremity. Nico feels the magnetic pull of Will, the way his lips and hands yearn to reach and touch him, and yet he resists.
We don't have to do anything you don't want to.
Will's voice is low, barely audible with the noise of the party just outside, but it's all Nico can hear. It hums through his body.
I do, Will. I don't want you to say that just because you feel pressured.
Will's hand reaches out to stroke Nico's hair above his neck. It is gentle, uncalloused, a tool of his healing. The touch bleeds calm into Nico.
I know there's a lot of people out there, and I know you probably hate the idea of them all talking about what we're doing in here. To be honest, I kind of hate it too.
It's a stupid game, whoever came up with it. Maybe that's just because Nico isn't as casual about such things as kissing and sex. In his time, those were taboo topics, much less ones spoken of freely, and even less so encouraged.
That's part of it, yeah, Nico says. I've never done anything like this before.
Sex? Will asks, the very word making Nico's face feel hot.
Well, neither have I.
Will's admission puts Nico slightly more at ease, but he can still feel his heart beating up into his throat. Nico knows it to be true, they are only 16, but somehow it feels incorrect to him. Will seems more experienced than himself. He's always the first one to console Nico with just the right words. He navigates social situations with such tact as Nico has never seen before. He soothes people like the pluck of a lyre. So Nico just assumed, somewhere in his unconscious mind, that the way Will is so much more well-versed in many other matters must extend to sex as well. Even if Will has never had it, Nico surmises he must be good at that, too.
I still say we can just sit in here for 5 minutes and do nothing, Will continues. But if you want, we can talk through what you're nervous about. I do have psych training, after all.
Nico nods.
Why don't you tell me what you're most worried about? In this moment, what do you feel is holding you back the most?
So many things, Nico thinks. That he won't know what to do, that he's too skinny underneath his clothes, that Will won't want him anymore after this. But through all these thoughts, Nico finds the one underlying concern, the one which is the common denominator for all the others. His mouth feels too dry to say the words, throat like it's coated in sand. He tries to croak them out, but all that comes are choked mutters, struggling through the barrier of his teeth. Every muscle in his body is tense as he grasps at empty air. Will's hand moves to Nico's own. He lets Will take it and pulls back each finger with the lightest touch, prying all stress out of them. He rubs circles on Nico's palm, then traces the lines on it, up one and down another, just enough pressure to assure Nico he is in this moment the same as him.
It's okay, Nico, Will says. You can tell me anything or nothing at all. I'll be right here either way. With that reminder, Nico steels himself. It isn't that he feels he owes it to Will to tell him, but rather that he owes it to Will to be honest to himself. The hand on his grounds him, tethering him to the space, tethering him to Will. I love you. His voice relieves the words held, finally gushing out like a dam under too much pressure. And I know I probably don't say that enough, but I do. A lot. You've been something to me that no one else has before. The things you've shown me, taught me, made me feel. I want everything for you, but I don't know if I can give it. He takes a breath. I don't want to be bad for you, Will. Four. Nico's heart stops for a beat, two, the pause unbearable. Just as he's about to take it all back, fade into the shadows, and flee 1,000 miles away, Will lets a smile grow on his face and lets out a little chuckle. Oh, Nico, he says, you really are clueless about sex, aren't you? Before Nico has a chance for rebuttal, Will holds his hand to his face and kisses it. Let me tell you something that you may not know. Our first time, it's probably going to be terrible. There'll be awkwardness, pain, and a big mess. But I don't care about that. You don't? Of course I don't, Death Boy, because it's going to be with you. Anything that makes it bad, anything that might be unpleasant for anybody else, you'll trump all that. I don't ask for it to be amazing. I don't even ask for it to be good. All I want is you there, with me, going through that experience together. In an instant, all of Nico's pent-up emotions, the anxiety, the apprehension, are whisked away with just a few words. How does he do that? He wonders. Healing of the flesh is a gift Will inherited from his godly father, but healing of the mind, that is simply pure human will. Nico doesn't know what to say, and so he does the only thing he can think to. He kisses Will, pressing firm. Will is still at first in surprise, but soon allows Nico's lips to melt into his own. Nico grips the other's cheek like he's a dream about to slip away. He feels the faint stubble there, rough on his hand. It supplies a contrast to the softness of his lips, ever so pliant. Nico takes Will's upper lip in between his own and sucks with the gentleness of a lover. This earns him a brief moan, vibrating through Nico's mouth, straight to his heart, then his lungs as he feels at a loss for air, and finally to places Nico is too shy to admit just yet. Nico licks the seam of Will's lips, entreating entrance. Will allows him in with an eagerness that only serves to spur Nico on more. He runs it along Will's bottom teeth, the inside of his cheek, until Will meets it with his own. The muscle is firm, yet does not display any roughness. It is, like all things about Will, skill, and pleasure finds its way to Nico through the deft maneuvers. Will tastes of the cheap beer Leo bought, but under that, what piques his sense more is the taste of Will, so familiar as to make Nico feel at home even in the small closet and with the din of the party encroaching on his attention. It is warmth, it is heat, the burn of the sun on a cold day. Nico pulls away enough to look Will in the eyes, and yet not enough to stop Will's breath from mixing with his own. Will's eyes are placid, blue as the sky in the eye of a storm. No matter what wind and thunder may be crashing around Nico, he will always have this serenity. Will. Do you want me to stop? No, Nico says. He touches Will's side. I want more. Will smiles. Then I'll let you start. Three. One might think it is bravery that leads Nico to seek more, but he himself knew it to be raw, unbridled lust. His hands start moving about Will, slipping under the fabric of his shirt. In the darkness, Nico cannot discern Will's form with his sight, so he uses touch to feel out the dips and curves of his body. His skin is smooth, unblemished. Nico moves toward his stomach. There he finds muscle, firm through years of training, yet soft enough to mold around Nico's fingers. Nico finds the faint trail of hair leading down from Will's navel. When Nico's hand trails up his ribs, he feels each one. Will is not skinny enough for them to be visible, so Nico relishes the opportunity to make out each one underneath his skin. Even these small discoveries excite him to no end. No one else gets to learn such things about Will in such an intimate manner, much less by touch alone. Will's breath hitches. "Sorry," he says when Nico retracts his hand. "Your hand's a bit cold. Here, let me warm it up." He holds Nico's hand, not tightly but enough for Will's heat to transfer. Will takes the opportunity to guide Nico, drawing him across his chest. When he meets Will's sternum, he traces a line there, and Will shivers at the feeling. Then, Will brings him to his pectoral, squeezing his hand over Nico's. Will's guidance removes any trepidation in Nico, and he dares to flick his thumb over a nipple.
"Fuck, Nico," Will says. "You feel this? This is yours. All yours."
"If it's mine," Nico says, "then I want all of it."
Will's blush cannot be seen, but Nico feels its heat spreading down his chest. That, Will's hand, and Nico's own desire all steer him back down Will's front. Soon, yet not quickly enough, he reaches the edge of his shorts. Will pauses, removes his hand, and for a moment Nico feels all the anxiety, all the fear of rejection. But Will was just readying himself and buttoning his shorts. Two. Nico slips below the waistband, brushing through the soft thatch of hair around Will's cock. With a combination of eagerness and nervousness, he circles it. It is already hard in his hand. He didn't know what to expect. It feels like his own, but different somehow. The weight is not the same, and not being able to directly feel the sensation he is providing is an odd concept. But any such thoughts are knocked right out of his head when he hears Will groan. Nico wants to hear more of that. He needs to. The velvety skin of Will's cock is addictive. He kisses Will again, following the rhythm of his strokes. Each one makes Will hum against his mouth. On every upstroke, Will throbs, so Nico tightens his grip around the head. Wetness beads at the tip, and Nico allows it to smear all over his hand, adding lubrication. He draws more and more of it out of Will, along with the sweet sounds that make his spine tingle straight down to his own cock.
"Nico, that feels so good. Like, really, really good."
Will kisses Nico's cheek.
"Can I do you?"
Nico says nothing but undoes the button of his own pants. He feels brief fear exposing himself like this, but it is greatly overshadowed by the desire to feel exactly what Will is feeling. When Will reaches him, it feels foreign, but certainly not unwelcome. When Nico plays with himself, he knows exactly how it's going to feel. Every stroke and twist he anticipates. But with someone else, with Will, he can't know what's coming next. Normally, Nico hates not being in control of what he feels. However, this is different. So, so different. It excites him, giving himself to Will to do with as he pleases. For once, vulnerability is something to be cherished. And the fact that he is sharing that vulnerability with Will, the person he cares for most, makes Nico thrive in the unknown. Even with their hands wrapped around their most sensitive parts, Nico wants to be closer. He presses himself against Will, their chests meeting and adding pressure to their connected hips. Will grinds against him, and he can't help but to do the same. They rock in tandem, each seeking to give as much as they take. Nico doesn't care that he's displaying his wantonness so openly. He just cares that it's Will to draw it out of him. As they continue their work, Nico feels a familiar sensation growing in the head of his cock and the pit of his stomach. He follows it, rutting into Will's hand to get more. He can barely breathe, and yet he speaks.
"I'm close. Me too."
One. Will grips him tighter, strokes faster, and Nico does the same in turn. It isn't long before their frantic movements reach a crescendo. Nico sees stars flicker behind his eyes and blinks to find them dancing on Will's face. Will's own eyes are not closed. Nico suspects it's for the same reason as him. No matter how deeply their bodies are connected, their souls must be as well. Nico feels a pulsing that matches that of his own cock, each one making his legs go weak. Wetness spreads through his fingers. He continues on Will's cock, trying to draw out his orgasm as long as possible, as Will does the same. Finally, the pressure withers and he stops, falling against Will.
Wow. That was...
Will says between heavy breaths.
Wow. So, that was good? Maybe I was wrong about what I said earlier.
As their orgasms fade, they remove their hands from each other. The stickiness clinging to Nico's hand and pooling in his pants is uncomfortable, but he hardly cares to notice. All his attention is on Will and the sweet afterglow of the previous moments.
You know, Nico says, wiping his hand on his shirt, I still think this game is stupid, but you made it bearable.
Just bearable? Nico, you insult me. There is no derision in his voice.
Okay, I admit it's the best I've ever had.
The only you've ever had. What most might think is mocking, Nico sees through to be endearment. He is Will's first, and he expects his last.
Yes, the only.
He meets Will for one last kiss. When they hear a knock on the door, Nico holds him close, and the lovers fade away into the shadows. Zero.
They're not answering the door, Percy says when he returns to the party.
Hubba hubba, Leo says.
Piper punches him in the shoulder.
What? We all know what they're doing in there. I still think it's weird that the bottle landed on those 2-3 times in a row like that, Jason adds.
Weird, Annabeth agrees as she tries to hide her smile. Weird indeed.
Thank you for listening. This was my first podfic. It was a lot of fun to do, so I hope I at least did a decent job. I always enjoy reading you guys' comments. If you like this, I encourage you to do so. And a big thanks to everybody who's already done that and left kudos. If you would like to see more of my work, you can find me on Tumblr and Archive of Our Own at Erastathalida. That's Erastathalida. I will see you in another fic. Bye.